RotoGrinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome. Happy Valentine's Day from the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Dan Bock hanging with you today, talking some hoops. It's the final good slate for us here prior to the All-Star break in the NBA. We got a two-game slate tomorrow. Maybe fire a little bit into the GPPs, but in terms of cash games and just getting some lineup diversity, tonight's the night, so we're going to try and help you out. Want to thank our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Remember, if you have not made an account over there, make sure you do that, and make sure you're also playing at least in some of the golf contests they have over there, because you could be entered into, or you will be entered into, a drawing to potentially go to Augusta with our friends at the Tour Junkies for, I believe it's the Friday round, which I think is like the best round. Friday or Saturday, I'm not sure, but check it out. But what we need you to do is make that deposit over on Fantasy Draft, give them a try, have them earn your business, and I think you'll like the product that they are putting out. With golf, it's really cool too. Your lowest score doesn't count, so if you have one guy who sucks and doesn't make the cut, guess what? You're not drawing dead. So I like the product over on Fantasy Draft, and I hope you give them a chance to earn your business. Again, Valentine's Day today. I don't have many plans. Like, I'm not a big Valentine's Day guy. You know, the wife and all, like, yeah, we've been there, done that. You know, once you're married for pretty much beyond like 5 years, then the date kind of doesn't mean nearly as much, but the kids love it, so that's a fun thing. But I do have a small anecdote for you before we get to the hoops today about Valentine's Day, and this is just a public service announcement, and we all have different things that we kind of love, to say the very least, and the things that you love when you don't have it very often and then you finally have it, you overindulge. And one of the worst things that's ever happened to me on Valentine's Day was went out on a date. I believe it was with my wife. I'm 99% sure it was with my wife. Might have been pre-marriage, but it was certainly within those first 5 years where you're still kind of in like romantic mode. Like, oh, it's going to be such a special day and a special night, blah, 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 blah. Well, we went to this restaurant that I think was serving, like, I think it was like New Orleans themed style, something like that. And it was an okay place. I mean, it wasn't super fancy or anything like that. But what they did have was the freaking best cornbread these lips have ever tasted. And I just ate so much cornbread that night. Like, I mean, it was constantly, like, you need more cornbread. Yes. You want more cornbread. Yes. I went to town on the cornbread. But the problem was, you know, I went a little too deep into town in the cornbread, because by the end of the night, when you're supposed to have, you know, sexy time, when you're supposed to, you know, finish the night off strong, yours truly just couldn't do it. The cornbread just put me down for the count. I got sick. I got sick on cornbread on Valentine's Day, because I never really eat cornbread, but the stuff was so freaking good, so freaking addicting. I got too focused on the cornbread, and I couldn't do my duties that night. So I'm just warning you, public service announcement, if you're going out, you know, think everything in moderation. You know, most times or sometimes guys get maybe too much to drink, and then they have that problem. Not for me. It was overindulging in cornbread. So that's my weakness. And I learned my lesson from that night. It was not the most romantic evening in the Bock household during that Valentine's Day. But so I just thought I'd spread the you know, don't want some other guy out there to make the same mistake I did. So there's your Valentine's Day anecdote of the day. All right, let's get to some hoops tonight. We've got a monster slate, so many players to talk about. And again, we do this show 9:30 in the morning. A lot of things can happen, a lot of news can break, and that's going to kind of change some things around. So always check out our Court Report blog. That gets rolling at 5 Eastern. SBK does an amazing job with that. It's for you premium subscribers. And of course, within that, you always get the notorious grind down update, which is great. So therefore you get his final thoughts on the slate based on some news. And very important, great little piece of content in conjunction with our Crunch Time video, which Andy and Roth are doing a great job with. But let's get with it here tonight. We're going to start at point guard position, and I always kind of like to start with the value pieces first, and I mean, my first feeling about this slate is there's not a ton of value out there. Now, obviously, that can change as the kind of slate develops, people don't play, but this is the final game before a long rest for these players, so like a guy like Ricky Rubio, maybe he doesn't play today. A guy like Devin Booker, maybe he doesn't play today, but those guys, they've kind of been out for a while. So it's not as if like that's you suddenly have a new value proposition popping up. Some of those guys are already, you know, there's not like a 3K guy that we're popping in there. So I don't know if we're going to have like sudden, you know, rest days here right before a long break. But guys who might have been out, I don't know if they kind of come back yet here. But the problem we run into is I'm not seeing a ton of value here on the slate. It's still early. Things can happen. But at point guard, I think Mario Chalmers with Wayne Selden out could be a guy to look at, but he's just been so dreadful lately. Even last game, he played 29 minutes, only took 2 shots, managed 0 rebounds, got you 6 assists for a grand total of 14 fantasy points. But I'm not seeing like many 3K guys down here that I'm particularly excited about that are going to get 25-plus minutes. I think he could today against Oklahoma City. So he's a value guy that you can put on your list today. You know, again, things change, but he's not a cash game play, you know, for us tonight by any standard. And that's it. Like, where else are we going for mega value? There's nothing really here at the point guard spot. Maybe Emmanuel Mudiay. I think there's a chance that he actually gets the start tonight. And if he does against Washington at 4,300, I'm going to be hard-pressed maybe not to get him in my lineup. 45 on DraftKings, 87 on Fantasy Draft. So that's one spot that could develop little bit later today into some legitimate value, but we're still kind of in wait and see mode whether that actually takes place. Corey Joseph's been dreadful, gets Brooklyn today. You know, pretty good matchup, DVP wise 24th, but it's hard to get excited about him. But he plays 34 minutes. That's the projection we have for him with Collison out, but he just doesn't do anything with them. So it's hard to believe like tonight's going to be the night. You know, Rondo against the Lakers, I don't think we can play Rondo in cash just because he's all over the map, but certainly monster upside. Not many guys can have 50 fantasy point upside at 6,300 on FanDuel, 6K on DraftKings, 12K on Fantasy Draft. I think Rondo does. He's fine for tournaments. If we're looking for cash game plays, probably going to be in this middle range here tonight, and Kemba Walker draws arguably the best matchup out of anybody tonight, and he's been playing pretty well. He's an all-star, and he's 8,600 on FanDuel, 15-4 on Fantasy Draft, really like that number, and 86 on DraftKings. And we've got him projected at 42 fantasy points. I feel like that's a pretty safe projection for him today. So yeah, Kemba Walker, certainly a guy that that I think we can consider today. I didn't talk about Frankie Smokes. I think that's what Bill Simmons calls him for the for the Knicks. He played 21 minutes the other day and got you a negative. That might be the worst fantasy game ever, to be honest with you. Now that I think about it, this has to be one of the worst fantasy games ever. 21 minutes, 0 for 4 shooting, 2 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, and 3 turnovers for a negative 0.6 in 21 minutes. How is it remotely even possible? Like, I would guarantee you, I could go out there and play 21 minutes for the Knicks and not get a negative. Now, I don't know if I get a positive, but I think I could do it without getting a negative. Although, like, it's just like one turnover in 21 minutes, but I think I can luck box into an assist somewhere along the way, right? But he couldn't, apparently, in 21 minutes. So, Moutier, the much preferred option between those two on the cheap for the Knicks. And back in this middle area, though, Elfrid Payton today I think is too cheap. If you look at the salary at 7K on FanDuel, 7,500 on DraftKings, so he's a real big value on FanDuel today. 18 and 13 shots the last two games here with Phoenix. This one, not as much tempo here against Utah, but I'm not overly worried about it here from his perspective. I still think we'll see a total around 210, maybe. We'll see 209. So at 7K, I feel like this is a pretty good salary on him. So I think he actually could be cash game playable tonight. Kyrie Irving feels cheap here against the Clippers. And I know we're a little bit concerned about the minutes, but he hasn't played since the 11th, so we're talking 3 days off. I think they want to finish strong here before the All-Star break after that embarrassing loss to Cleveland. And, you know, this is a guy who's going to put up shots. He's 8K on FanDuel, 83 on DraftKings, and 14-2 on Fantasy Draft. So FanDuel and Fantasy Draft really like him. And I don't think he's unplayable on DraftKings because, again, another guy who's got 40, 50, even 60 fantasy point upside at a pretty fair price tag tonight. So I like Kyrie Irving a good bit in that kind of middle tier. Obviously, you got Russell Westbrook. He's fine. He's a good player, of course, but really hard, I think, to fit him into lineups tonight. I think the biggest sight play again tonight, and I kind of talked about it the other day, and it didn't blow up, really, but it wasn't a huge winner, and that was Spencer Dinwiddie, you know, when he was 6,400 on DraftKings and 7,500 on FanDuel. And he ended up with 30 DraftKings points that day, which is good. You know, it's not like killing your lineup, probably not winning you a tournament, but not killing your lineup. Well, again today, 66 on DraftKings, but 77 on FanDuel. And gets a really great matchup here against Indiana, who is just, you know, playing so fast and not a good defensive team whatsoever. And Dinwiddie, again, just has to be an aggressive scorer for them. And, you know, the three-point attempts, I don't know why, like 7, 9, 8, 7, 6, those are his three-point attempts on DraftKings. You get that extra bonus point. I think you lock and load him on DK again tonight and move on. Maybe not on FanDuel at 77, but certainly on DraftKings, I think we can give him a look. We actually saw a pretty decent game from Isaiah Thomas that first time out for the Lakers. But against Dallas, 7 for 12, 29 fantasy points, scored 22 real-life points in 30 minutes. Feels kind of cheap on DraftKings at 5,800, especially in this really high-totaled game against New Orleans. So I think he's more viable on DK than on FanDuel today if you are looking for that kind of value. Kyle Lowry against Chicago. This is, I believe, a back-to-back and maybe even a third and four, but, you know, really played well last night with 22 fantasy points and 8 assists, 4 rebounds in that game against Miami. He's kind of in that middle tier, gets really overlooked. I've got no problem with him, too. I think he could be a cash game or tournament option for us. Dragic coming off another big game last night, 36 fantasy points, only 28 real-life points. Would have expected a little bit better total from him overall, but moderately priced on FanDuel and on DraftKings, 7K, 6,600 over there for him. So those are the names that I'm probably looking to play today. I think De'Aaron Fox is a little bit too expensive. Nice up-tempo matchup versus Houston, but I'm just not buying the upside being there for him. And I guess we shouldn't sleep on Damian Lillard here against Steph Curry and Golden State. You know, 45, 67 in each of the last two games here, and you know, this definitely has the ability to be a back and forth game. On December the 11th, he scored 52 DraftKings point or FanDuel points that day, scored 39 real life points against Golden State in that matchup this season, their lone matchup this season. So yeah, he's fine if you can make it work. And honestly, would think like going all the way up to a Westbrook. I just don't know if that's the build to go with today, especially in that matchup versus Memphis. All right, moving on to shooting guard. Again, another position where there's not like a crystal clear, mega cheap value option that stands out for us tonight. Dwayne Wade actually was somewhat decent last night, 28 fantasy points in 21 minutes. But on a back-to-back, I don't know if he's going to – I guess 21 minutes isn't too much to ask. But in terms of the cheap options, I suppose he could be a name to look at, but I don't really see me going there. Again, probably going to hover in the middle tier. I do still like some Tim Hardaway Jr. All over the map in terms of his production. You know, last game, 17 fantasy points, but took his 16 shots, only made four of them. Not a guy who really is great in the rebounding assist or ancillary numbers, but I feel like does have a little bit of upside in this game against Washington. So I think he'll actually have lower ownership, but could fit a build for you. CJ McCollum under 7K in a tempo up game. Sign me up for that. Probably going to draw some Klay Thompson defense, which I don't love, but just a guy who's a volume shooter who can get you into those mid-30s and has some 40 fantasy point upside if things break right. Like the salary on him. Lou Williams against Boston, fair salary there on, you know, FanDuel for sure, DraftKings pretty much as well, and the minutes are kind of secure there for him, 16, 21, 12, 15, those are his shots over the last four games. It's good, not great. Tough matchup versus Boston. I think Clippers are going to be in for some trouble in this matchup. We've got him projected at 34 fantasy points, so, you know, he works. I think he's third price per dollar guy for us on FanDuel, but not a guy that I think we need to force into any of our lineups tonight. We'll see if Devin Booker plays. I probably am not going to go that route, but in that same game, Donovan Mitchell could be a tough fade. I mean, he has just been a ball-dominant guard here, shooting the ball like crazy. 28, 24, 21 attempts the last three games that Rubio has been out. If Rubio's out again, you know, on DraftKings at 79, could be a plug-and-play versus one of the worst defenses out there against the point guard position. We've got fantasy draft 14-8. I mean, I just love everything this guy does. And, he's another guy who I think should probably be a core option for you tonight. I do kind of like Tyreke Evans. Again, I think fair and balanced lineup is going to be intriguing tonight. And he, you know, last game against, what was it, OKC, only played 26 minutes and, gets OKC again tonight. The problem is they're without Seldon. I think I saw that Jamichael Green might be missing this game. He's got an illness, so he's questionable for tonight. They just don't have scores. So I think he's going to come back. He's going to play, you know, back kind of around the minutes that we've seen before. And they need him. I mean, look at these game logs. 24 shots, 24 shots, 24 shots, 22. I think he can get back to that level. Does it happen tonight? We'll see. But somebody's got to score the basketball for that team. And I think Tyreke Evans is a reasonable enough guy to expect it to fall on his shoulders. I think Bradley Beal, if you've got the money to spend, is all right here today. Again, if you're not going to, an Anthony Davis or a Westbrook, he's fine. 8,700. That's actually 600 less than he was last game against the Chicago Bulls. A little bit less on DraftKings at 8,900. 16.3 on fantasy draft, but certainly big upside in this matchup. At 6K, I like D'Angelo Russell tonight. His minutes are starting to get extended, up to 24 last game. Took 17 shots. I feel like he's got 30 fantasy point upside. DraftKings at 55 and fantasy draft at 10-6. Indiana, just a great, great matchup for him again tonight. Let's see if DraftKings finally got the memo. And they did. Zach LaVine is not underpriced on DraftKings finally tonight. He's 7,300, where he was just way too cheap before. He was in the 6Ks. 78 on FanDuel, I just don't see me going there. DraftKings at 73, it's probably the right number on him tonight. Not a guy that I think we have to play against Toronto, but certainly, again, another volume kind of shooter who has been putting up some big, big numbers. All right, those are the shooting guards. Let's, before we get to the small forwards, I'm going to tell you now about my friends over at Blue Apron. That's right. They're the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And I know when you cooking meals now, you're like, burgers for dinner. Well, not with Blue Apron. You don't make just burgers. You make short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce and a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots. Sounds fancy, but it's easy to do in under 45 minutes. And guess what? You don't have to make a trip to the grocery store. It goes right to your door. And tons of convenience here with our friends over at Blue Apron. The food is fresh. The ingredients are just measured perfectly for you, so you're not wasting. And again, 12 new recipes each week. Customers can pick 2, 3, or 4, whatever fits their schedule. And they also have the ability for you to do a 2-person meal plan, a family meal plan, or if you're into wine like me, try the wine plan. Definitely. So the thing about the food is it tastes great. It's easy to do. They've got the card there that gives you the step-by-step instructions. You don't have to be a great chef to make great food. And that's what Blue Apron has learned. And I hope you give them a chance. I think you'll like the food. You get to know and try other things. And again, if you like something, it's perfect. You get to keep that recipe card too. That's a little secret that people don't think about. If you like something, you get to keep that card. So make it yourself. But the food comes right delivered to your door. I hope you check them out. Blue Apron, they're treating listeners to our podcast to $30 off your free, your first order. But you need to visit blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Check out this week's menu. Get $30 off at blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron, it's a better way to cook. Again, /fantasyfix. Hey, check it out. Think you'll enjoy it. All right, let's keep it rolling here with small forward next. And Taurean Prince looks to be a good value. Plays a lot of minutes, but just has not been working out for him lately. I was somewhat encouraged to see the shot attempts hit double digits last game, but dude just not doing any rebounding or assisting or pretty much anything else. He's 4K, could be a path to stars and scrubs. I'm just not sure that's the way I need to build my lineups tonight. Michael Beasley, though, he continues to score the basketball. He's going to be a centerpiece of this team offensively moving forward, and he's under 7K on FanDuel. He's almost a lock and load, I think, on cash games today. And Washington, you know, does not scare me one bit in terms of Michael Beasley's production here today. So I like him. I love that price point on him. And I think Brandon Ingram as well. You know, definitely a great matchup against New Orleans, who plays incredibly fast. It kind of sets up well for Brandon Ingram here and the Lakers. A high total in this one. And pretty steady. 22, 19, 26. That's the real life points in each of the last three games. Has the upside to get you into the 40s. I think we've got him projected at 32 tonight, which is fair. But I like that salary at $6,500. If you want to come down a little bit, Reggie Bullock has been, you know, really steady here. 13, 13, 11. Those are shots each of the last three games. Does just enough in the rebounding assist department as well. Last game didn't quite get you what you wanted at 19 fantasy points against New Orleans, but the two previous at 26, 27 at $4,700 on FanDuel does kind of work, and we've seen him get up to 30 fantasy point upside as well. Probably prefer to go 700 more up to Jason Tatum because I feel like he has greater upside and the price is not that much greater. TJ Warren, you know, in theory should be fine, but they're just going to get smoked against Utah, who's won 10 in a row, and now they got to go on the road. But again, if Booker's out, Warren's, you know, he and Josh Jackson are the logical guys to, you know, get more shots. And we even saw Jackson again last game. The fantasy points weren't there. He only scored 14 of them, but he took 18 shots. In the previous game, he took 19 shots and got 50. So clearly, you know, if the shots start going in for Josh Jackson, he's got enormous upside at 5,500 on FanDuel, 57 DraftKings, 11-3. on fantasy draft. Durant on a pay up maybe tonight against Portland. It's just a matter of making that roster build work, but a 226 total. Keep your eye on that. See if that goes up throughout the day. Royce O'Neal, 38 minutes last game, gave you 10 fantasy points, but he gets Phoenix tonight. And again, this is on the assumption that he starts and Rubio is out. You could make the argument for him today. I don't think he's a plug-and-play, but you do like the minutes that he's going to get and the fact that they're playing such a dreadful defensive team here today. If Aaron Gordon is out, I think it's kind of up in the air whether he's going to play or not. But if he is out, we got to look to Hezonja again. I mean, this guy, 51 fantasy points this last game against Chicago, 33 the game prior against Milwaukee, and just gets incredible opportunity to be a scorer for this team, for the Orlando Magic, and 213 the total in this one. So I like him in that middle tier tonight. Let's see. You know, Denzel Valentine on Valentine's Day. You know, I just have to say that because it's like required. You're just required to make that mention. So there you go. I made that mention. Those are probably the guys I'm looking at here at shooting guard. Otto Porter, a little bit too expensive for my blood at 7,400. Gets a nice matchup versus the Knicks, and it's been pretty steady the last three games. But DraftKings 69, a little bit more playable, I believe. All right, moving on to power forward here next. And James Johnson against Philly here, 4,300 for him. Played pretty decent minutes, 28 last game, scored 16 real-life points, gave you 7 rebounds, but incredibly didn't notch an assist, steal, or block. That's kind of an outlier. He's normally going to have a couple of those stats, so he gave you what, in my opinion, was about a 30 fantasy point performance last night, but just kind of fell just a little bit short because of the lack of ancillary stats. So I feel like he was there, and 30 fantasy points at 4,300 is good enough for me. And I think 46 on DraftKings, 9K on Fantasy Draft. He's playable on all three. So I like him way better than a guy like Kem Birch, who I just don't think is very good. So good value spot there for James Johnson. Ryan Anderson went bonkers last night, but you know, it's all about whether or not he gets hot. And he got hot last night. Hit 6 3-pointers, scored you 27 FanDuel points, over 30 on DraftKings. But such a crapshoot with him. DraftKings, he's up to 44. That's a hard pass for me. But you can take a shot on him on GPPs at 3,600. I think he's a path to stars and scrubs tonight. But lots of guys here in the middle tier that I think we can look at. Mirotić against the Lakers. Sign me up for that. This guy is legit. Love what I'm seeing from him. Each of the last two games, double-digit rebounds. The scoring's there, over 20 points in those. The minutes, 28 and 49. Of course, that 49 came in overtime, but he's getting it done. He's one of the better players they have. They need him to score off the bench, and he can do that. So at 7K on DraftKings, that's a cash game play. 7,500 on FanDuel, you could make the argument that could be a cash game play as well tonight. Let's see. Carmelo, a big game for him last night. Can he do it? I'm back to back here against Memphis. I don't know, but the price is fair at 6K on him on FanDuel tonight. Same price on DraftKings makes it a little less appealing. 11.6 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know if we need to go there with the flexibility, but on FanDuel in particular, where you have to roster two, he is in the cards. Marcus Morris feels cheap at 4,700. Another guy who can get you to that 30 fantasy point threshold, kind of like James Johnson can. So I think he's going to be somewhat chalky here today on FanDuel under 5K, 5,200 on DraftKings. Okay, Ben Simmons today against Miami. Simmons has been he's been playing pretty well, 40 fantasy points now in 4 consecutive games. The salary is not gone up that much. You know, 8K on DraftKings feels like too cheap. And I know it is kind of a pace down spot here. Tough defensive team against Miami. But, man, even last game, you know, he only scored 13 points but gave you 42 because 4 steals, 3 blocks. I know that feels like an outlier, and maybe it is a little bit. But the assists and rebounds could be said that those were a little bit shy of what he normally does as well. So he's a guy who can – he's like Draymond Green. He can just do it for you in so many different ways. That makes him very appealing. And on DraftKings, I feel like he is too cheap over there tonight. Kyle Kuzma, definitely a name I'm looking to play. tonight. 6,900 on FanDuel, maybe a little bit much, but 59 on DraftKings and 10,900 on Fantasy Draft. I think it's probably a plug and play against New Orleans. Got 32 minutes last game versus Dallas. Gave you a 12 and 15 performance. And he's one of their better young players. He's going to get the minutes. I think we can project him over 30 fantasy points today. And if we do that, his price per dollar will go up significantly. So I like Kuzma more on DraftKings than on FanDuel. Dario Saric feels a little cheap here. 67 FanDuel, 62 on DraftKings. And he's been at 30 fantasy points four consecutive games. A lot of safety there with him. And the minutes are consistent. 32, 32, 29, 39. So he's going to be in the mid-30s. Shots super consistent. Like, game in, game out, I feel like you know what you're going to get from Dario Saric. So I think you can do worse than him here tonight and in that middle tier. That's probably the guys that I'm looking at today. Blake Griffin's fine on the high end today. At 9K, but that's like the right salary for him. Maybe this is the game he gets over 50 against Atlanta off the back-to-back, but this could also be just a major, major blowout. But I think Detroit, I think they win this game pretty convincingly against Atlanta at home. All right, let's get to center. Wrap it up for you here tonight. And Dwayne Dedmon's interesting. He's going to be back in that starting lineup again for the third consecutive game. In the last two, he's gone for 31 and then a 46 spot in the last game against Detroit. I mean, that's kind of on the high end of things, but the salary probably hasn't gone up enough. Certainly on FanDuel at 57, DraftKings 55, Fantasy Draft 10-7. I don't think we need to do it. But I think he's intriguing today. I probably would prefer him over a Brook Lopez if I'm looking for a guy on FanDuel in that price range. DeAndre Jordan, I think, is very intriguing for us at 7,300 on both FanDuel and DraftKings. Big rebounding totals here since the departure of Blake Griffin, 17, 21, 17, 13, 16, 19. And Boston, certainly a good defensive team, no question about it. But I feel like he could be 8K, and that's probably the number he should be. So we're getting some value kind of baked in that salary for him tonight. Anthony Davis, Andre Drummond, these guys are fine. They could smash tonight, no question about it. I mean, Davis, favorite player in the game is Anthony Davis, and he just does everything. He's just so involved. The floor is incredibly high on him in this game against the Lakers. Like, who's going to guard him? I mean, I think you got to play Kuzma because, like, Brook Lopez is not going to be on the court. I think very often. Or, I mean, Julius Randle may be a guy that we're overlooking here as well a little bit. Played well that last game, 37 minutes against Dallas. I don't know if he's going to score 26 real-life points tonight, but should have an uptick in minutes because I just feel like he fits the matchup way better than a guy like Brolo will. So, Anthony Davis, yes. Don't mind him one bit tonight. GPPs, I think Dwight Howard, the price has kind of plummeted on him, and it's interesting, under 30 minutes in three of the last four games, a little bit disturbing there. I'm not sure exactly what has happened in those games, but this guy's pretty much been like a double-double monster. But I feel like, I mean, he was 10K on FanDuel five games ago, and he's 8,300 tonight, and he gets Orlando. Like, revenge, you know, crappy team, terrible defense. I think he can easily give us like 40 fantasy points tonight. That's what we got him projected at. If that's good enough for you, you can play it. But I feel like there's a lot of safety in that number today. And we've seen him have certainly upside games in the 40s and 50s. So I like Dwight Howard a lot tonight. So he's going to be one of the guys that I roster a good bit. Let's see. Nurkic is interesting on DraftKings because he's so cheap. He's 5,600 versus Golden State there tonight. He is somewhat questionable. If he would be out, Ed Davis would get a big bump here, but we'll see if he ends up playing today. But 56 on DraftKings versus the 67 on FanDuel. Huge pricing difference there. Whiteside versus Embiid. Could be a fun game tonight with these two guys. We will see. Whiteside, the you know, a little bit concerned on the back-to-back here. Played Toronto last night, but only got 22 minutes. But again, another guy who is just down on minutes, so it makes it a little bit difficult to know exactly where he's going to finish up at the end of the night. But these two love to kind of bark back and forth at each other via social media, so we've got that sort of narrative going, and maybe that's reason to play some Embiid as well. Kind of down that last game versus the New York Knicks, not sure why, but that means his salary dropped 500 down to 10-2. On DraftKings, it dropped 500 down to 9-7. So you take that last game away, you could be getting a guy with 61, 51, 55 for under 10K on DraftKings. Not horrible. All right, I'm out of here. That's going to do it for me today. We might chime in with a podcast here or there during the All-Star break. We will see. But as always, thank you so much for listening, being a part of the community here at Roto Grinders, and know that it's much, much appreciated. If you got any feedback on anything we are doing, feel free to reach out. Dan at rotogrinders.com is my email. And catch us SiriusXM 6 to 7, still all week long. And the rest of this week, catch us in the mornings. You want to hear me do some fun morning radio? Wacky morning radio! Fantasy Insiders, I'll be on Thursday and some of Friday's show as well with Jeff Johnson and David Kitchen. So you can check that out. But till next time, have yourself a great, what do we got? Wednesday night in DFS, and we will see you.